Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Celebrating the 23rd year of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Barbara Weltman is here. Barbara's one of our favorite people on the planet. She's one of the smartest people I know. She's a tax attorney. She is the author of all the J.K. Lasser Small Business Taxes books, including the new one, 2020. 21 is coming out soon. She's the author of also a number of other books, including Home-Based Business Startup Guide, Smooth Failing, one of my favorites, on and on. Her daily flash piece that she puts out, Big Ideas for Small Business, is outstanding. She's our good friend, Barbara. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much.
It's good to have you back, and thank you for hanging out with us. Barbara, folks has already had her, she's already had her 22nd anniversary. We'll have her 23rd one coming up real soon. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Barbara, what's the news? What do we need to know about taxes going forward the rest of the year? What can we do?
Well, first, one of the things that I've been getting the most questions about has to do with PPP loan forgiveness.
Right.
And it's so many small businesses out there got the Paycheck Protection Program loans. Mm-hmm. And now they're at the stage where they're deciding to apply for loan forgiveness, and the SBA is
Their banks are sending them letters telling them how to do it.
Yes, exactly. So you apply to the your lender, and then the lender submits to SBA. And my local banker told me SBA is responding very quickly to approve this thing, but. From a tax perspective, there are a couple of things to keep in mind. So, first of all, usually when you have a debt like credit card debt and it gets forgiven, that's taxable income to you. But specifically under the law, when you get loan forgiveness under the PPP loan program, that's not going to be taxable income to you. So that's good. If you don't get loan forgiveness, remember it's just a loan. So loan proceeds aren't taxable, and if you have to pay it back, you're talking about 1% on the payback.
As long as 5 years. You might have 5 years to pay it back.
You might have 5 years. Exactly, exactly. So
that's the thing I've been telling people. Just, you know, don't get your knickers in a twist. Just take it easy. Right. Don't get excited. In fact, you may have another 10 months from now.
Exactly. So there's no rush to do that. One of the things, however, is the fact that the IRS ruled that expenses that are going to be covered by the loan forgiveness are not deductible. So your payroll and your rent utilities can't deduct it. Now, that could change under this upcoming stimulus measure because there have been proposals already to allow for deductibility. So we just kind of have to wait and see.
So the point is, folks, if you got $75,000 in paycheck protection money to cover expenses and payroll, and that's given to you and you get forgiven for that money and you don't pay taxes on it. The payroll that it covered that you actually paid, you don't get to take that money, make the payroll, and pay the expenses, and then deduct it as well. They would consider that double dipping as it is right now. But you're saying it's possible.
Exactly
it's
right.
possible going forward that they could say, okay, we're going to give you the money and you can deduct it. But here's the question. Will that impact in any way people who've already gotten forgiveness or people who haven't forgotten? It's really unrelated to the forgiveness part, isn't it?
Yes, unrelated to the forgiveness part. And hopefully we'll have an answer before you have to file your 2020 return in 2021.
Right.
So that's where we stand now, and that's pretty good. And just another thing is just people who have gotten the who got the EIDL $10,000 grant from the SBA.
Right, up to $10,000.
You get the loan forgiveness, you got to pay that. Right, you have to pay that back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a cash flow issue that you have to.
So if you have six employees and you got $6,000 in the grant money from EIDL, and you got $75,000 from PPP, and that's forgiven, then you'll have to pay back the $6,000.
You do have to pay back the $6,000.
Yeah. Is it in a payment form, or do we know when that's due? I don't even know how to pay that back. I wouldn't know who to give the money to. Would you?
Well, you're right, and the reason why many people are saying don't rush to ask for loan forgiveness is because every day we seem to get additional guidance. Remember, first we had one form for forgiveness, then we had a simplified form, and now we have an easy form, and an S form.
Now we got an S form.
Hey, right. We have a simplified and an easy.
And a more simple one.
We've gone from
11 pages to one page.
Exactly. But you know what? Even with the one page, you still have to submit a lot of documentation. It is possible that they're working.
Now, by the way, the simple form is for people who got less than $50,000.
The easy form is for the less than $50,000, yes.
Yeah, well, now there's an S form, though, that's in addition to the easy form. It follows the S form, and
they're pretty much the same. They're very, very similar.
But the
good thing is you don't have to do computations or anything. That went in with your application.
Done. Yeah, but what I was going to say though is that in the subsequent negotiations that are going on, you know, there's some people are discussing. There's some proposals out there to make everybody who got less than $50,000, and some people say less than $150,000. It's just automatic. It's just done.
So that you might not have to submit anything. So just
the reason why there's no reason to be in a hurry to get it done.
Exactly.
And when the gavel is dropped on that, that will also be the gavel dropped on what's taxable and what's not. Don't you think? That'll be the final story on that.
What's kind of super upsetting to me is all of the money that went out, they're showing how many companies still went under. Uh-huh. And so all that money was kind of down the drain. It's so disheartening.
Well, but also, not only the government money down the drain, but how many of those companies put their own money in, their own equity, to try to stay afloat, hoping there'd be more help and the economy would turn around, and it didn't happen. And as small business people like you and I are, it breaks our hearts. We're going to come right back with Barbara Weltman. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.